My name is Garen Babin, and I'm excited to bring you this episode. We are continuing our coverage of the Tech Super Show down at the Broward Convention Center, right where they dock the cruise ships. It's a pretty amazing spot to be in. And we've been talking to some awesome people about all kinds of interesting things, learning about MSPs, and we're talking about AI and the Internet of Things. Now we're going to talk a little bit of marketing. I'm sitting with Jason Nickerson, who is the founder of Monev Marketing. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Darren. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, great. So tell me, for those listeners that are tuning in, they're going, hey, tell me a little bit about Jason. What's Jason and Monev Marketing all about?
Monev Marketing is a global event strategy company where I work with brands to help them connect at conferences like this, to give them insight into how to get the best value and make sure that they're actually meeting their KPIs and their goals that were set forth. You know, we want to make sure that when you go to a conference like this, that you come back with that crucial data that you need to actually target your customers.
It's important. My partner and I have owned numerous trade shows, and we used to poll our vendors and ask, like, what's the average number of leads that you'd walk away with, right? And they would get to a finite number. And ultimately, this is important to know that you're spending money. You should have a strategy. Tell me a little bit about how you help people get to that.
Well, I work with them to find out, you know, what their actual goal is. Is it going to be brand awareness? Do they need to lead conversions, driving people to their website? And then I create a specialized plan that makes sure that they can get their marketing qualifying leads. And then what does that look like for them? You know, do they have a setup to where they have salespeople? Is this something where their team is going to have to close the deal, which is really hard, you know, at tech shows like this? You know, you could, if you close a deal, you are a superstar. A superstar, because it takes really being there. And that's what I really try to pressure people about, is that you have to actually be at the shows. You have to make these connections. I mean, I sit down at these shows and I talk to at least 50 people while I'm here. And I take interviews with people, and I sit down and take meetings with people that I know that we don't have a connection. Maybe they're in the IoT business, or maybe they're a telecom. But I want to meet them and find out what they're doing, why they're here, what their strategy is. Because in this industry, these industries, for like the hosting industry, the MSP industry, the open source industry, they're all very small and everybody knows each other. And once you understand that, you understand that people move from job to job to job around. So somebody that I met, you know, 5 years ago at a show, maybe CloudFest in Europe, you know, met them 2 months ago at a WordCamp, and they said, hey, Jason, you know what? Now I work in this industry, and now we can work together. So it's very important that when you come to these conferences, you talk to people, you meet people, and you actually get your brand out there.
Trade show floor is opening just now. You know, yesterday it opened at 3 o'clock and went until 7. This is your first time to be at this particular event. What do you think of the Tech Super Show so far?
I think it's a pretty interesting conference. You know, these conferences that they do, where they have multiple different shows in one, that sometimes can be blurred, is I don't really know what the show's about. But this one seems to have a variety of very front-mind topics. You know, the keynote this morning with Kate from IBM about IBM Watson was very interesting, because to find out really what is on the cusp and what is the future of AI, I think is important for all of us, no matter what industry you're in. The expo opened yesterday, and I was amazed at the diversity of companies. There's telecoms here. There are major cable companies here. There are hosting companies. Liquid Web is here. Then you've got a lot of the companies that have developed these really interesting platforms for MSPs to help them evolve. I forget the name. I think it's Altera, the big company.
Wow, that one was just amazing, how they roll out tech support to thousands of computers simultaneously. Unbelievable.
Yeah, their booth is pretty amazing, too. They spend some money, and I went to their talk, and what they're actually doing for IT companies, like for the level 1, level 2, and level 3, is amazing with AI. And I think they paid really close attention to the one factor that we're all worried about AI, is putting a person in control. that pushes that button that says, okay, AI can do this. And that will really cut down on support tickets because the time it takes to change someone's password or to install a software on someone's computer virtually. If AI can do that, fantastic.
It just, the time savings, the ability to make your staff far more productive, we're really seeing a lot of amazing things here. Jason, I could go on forever and ever. For those that are listening that say, hey, I want to learn more because I could use a strategy around my trade shows and I just don't have that right person, how do they get in touch with you?
It's real simple. It's Monev Marketing, M-O-N-E-V, marketing.com.
There you go. Folks, make sure you go check out Monev Marketing. Jason, thanks for taking a few minutes to come and sit down and chat with us.
Fantastic. Thank you and have a great show.
We're going to do that. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We've got more really interesting people doing amazing things coming up right here on Digital Marketplace. Stay tuned. More to come only on WMR.fm.